I never get enough. Smile. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I never get enough. Smile. That's true. I never get enough. I look out into the world and I see it a smiling world. I look out in the world and I see it a happy world. I look out in the world and I say, wow, what a great world this is. I never get enough of how wonderful this world is. And do you know why the world is wonderful? The world is wonderful because that's what I look with. I look with wonderful eyes at the wonderful world. And as I look with wonderful eyes at the wonderful world, I see a wonderful world. As I look with wonderful eyes at a happy world, I see a happy world. As I look with happy eyes at my friends and my neighbors and my family and my associates in life, I see happy people. Now, they may or they may not be happy, but in my eyes, they're always happy because that's the kind of people that I am, and that's the kind of people I look at. I can only see the people in my world as an exact replica of what's going on in me. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. I never get enough. Smiles make the world go round. Smiles make me happy. Smiles make everyone happy. Smiles just seem to bubble out and bring joy into every life. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how it is or who it is. Anita got a gift from her mother. She's staying here on campus for a few months and enjoying herself and sharing with us and as a monk, and she's doing beautifully. And her mother sent her some interesting things. One was from her sister, and it was the back end of two dogs. And the dogs had a back end with a tail sticking up, and then there was a screw slot in the front of the back end so they could be hooked to the wall. And then they could be used as a hanger for your hat or your coat or anything you want. And one was orange and the other was blue, I believe, and just lovely colors, just inviting. You look at it, oh my goodness, I hung my coat on a dog's tail today. Really, I did. Yes, I did. I was over at Anita's house and I hung my coat on a dog's tail. And people say, oh, come on now, you didn't do that. A dog wouldn't hold his tail up for you to hang your coat on. Oh, yes, he did. And he did. You see, you can have all sorts of fun with the silliest, most unimportant, trivial things. And it just makes life into a wonderful blessing for everyone, starting with you. Oh, she got lots of other gifts. She got a little bag filled with all sorts of goodies made by hand by her mom, sewed up so beautifully, so wonderfully done. And she got a bar of chocolate. And that went very quickly. And she got all sorts of other totally unimportant things, but happy things. Things that bring a smile to anyone's face who sees them. Now, have you done this recently? Have I done this recently? Have I gone into town? We live up here in the mountain in Campo on the Absolute Monastery. And we are between 50 and 60, 70 miles from town, depending upon where in town we want to go. And when we go to town, do we stop and spend $10 and buy a bunch of little nothings? A bunch of little smiley things? Do we go into strange stores that have these funny little things that Anita's mother took the time to find for her and to send along for her? That Anita's sister, Rita, took time to find and send along for her? Oh, yes. We can do that. But we're not in the habit of doing it. We're not in the habit of bringing smiles to the faces of people we love. We're not in the habit of doing, hi, I like you. But have you thought of buying these little insignificant little gifts that when they're brought out, everyone says, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? Oh, isn't that charming? Isn't that wonderful, wonderful? And it brings a smile to my face. And it brings a smile to everyone's face. Try it sometime. Now, each time you go into your town or your village or your store, find some stores that sell silly stuff. Even the drugstore has children's things that are for children, and you give them to an adult, and it's funny because it is something that an adult would just smile at but never have. But just do that. Take a few minutes and browse for something that would make somebody else smile. Not one item, but get 5 or 10. And then have a beautiful bag that you put them in. Maybe you buy a special little bag from the store that you shop in, from Trader Joe's or somewhere, and put them in there, and then put a little ribbon on top. Show that you cared. Now, you didn't necessarily wrap all the individual items, but you bothered to find them. You bothered to look for them. You bothered to care to bring a smile onto someone else's face. And you know, when you bring a smile onto someone else's face, you really bring a smile onto your own. You do it every time. You do it every time. Every time I think of the gifts that Anita's mother sent to her yesterday, I see her opening the bag in front of us and opening each item in front of us. And they're to her, not us. But we look at them and we say, wow, isn't that nice? Look at that bag of nuts. Look at that bag of peanuts. Look at that bag of special things that are just tasty. Little pieces of bread stuff. And stuff that you have, who knows what the use is for it. But it brings a smile to our face. Oh, there's lots of ways we can bring a smile to our face. And lots of ways that we do bring a smile to our face. But what way have you chosen today? You know, I never get enough. I never get enough of these wonderful smiles. What way have I chosen to bring a smile? Well, each time I get up from the table, Ingeborg is sitting there. She's just sort of smiling and happy at the table. She's had a good breakfast, lunch or dinner, and she eats well, and she just enjoys herself. And she's got this satisfied smile on her face. And as I get up and walk past her chair, I take my hand and lovingly swirl it on the top of her head and give her a feeling of warmth and love, like you'd pet a puppy dog. And I sort of pet her head. And I don't say a thing. I just walk on. But I know what's happening to her. She's thinking, isn't that nice? He cares about me. He touched me. Yeah. Isn't that nice? He gave me an extra hug. He gave me a snuggle on the top of my head. How wonderful. Now, doesn't she think that? Do you think maybe she doesn't think that? I think she thinks that. And if she ever says to me, Herb, don't do that, I will not do it anymore. But I know that she doesn't mean don't do it anymore. She means, thank you very much. That was very lovely. I cannot say, Herb, I like it when you do that. Herb, that's wonderful when you do it. I feel a warmth and a gentleness, and I feel a love from you when you do that. Because you just don't say things like that, strangely enough. You just don't say things like that. And if she says, I like it, who knows, I might stop it. And if she says, I don't like it, who knows, I'll feel put off, you know. And so the best thing to do is say nothing. Just to giggle inside and love the show of attention. I know there are times when we have our morning om and we say our om, and after the om we give each other a big hug and a kiss and we say, I love you. And I was hugging Ellen the other day and sort of giving her a little back massage while I was hugging her, and she said, oh, that feels so good. And then another day, I gave her a strong back massage. And she says, oh, that feels good. Because she was in the strong back massage feeling that day. And then yesterday, I started to give her a strong back massage. And she says, oh. In other words, it didn't feel too good. And so I gentled it immediately. And I gave her just a gentle back massage. Just a gentle hug along with the kiss. And she says, oh. And she just sort of melted. Now, when you're doing silly things, you never get enough of them, really. But when you're doing silly things, you got to feel what the other person is thinking when you do it. Not that they approve. That has nothing to do with it. But the degree in which you do it. Because if you're doing it too deeply, too much, overwhelmingly, it loses its impact. If you do it sort of offhandedly, like saying, I had no use for this diamond ring, can you use it? Even a diamond ring, and given to you in such an offhanded way, you feel, I don't know about that. I don't know. Always package everything you do with love, and then you find you and whoever is the recipient never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Our life is filled with the possibility of our living joyous, fulfilling, wonderful lives if we want it. But it's only filling joyous, wonderful, beautiful lives if we accept it, if we enjoy it, if we delight in it. I used to say about Sylvia all the time, Sylvia, you're wonderful. Sylvia, you're great. Sylvia, you're good. Well, after a while, it didn't mean anything to her. And so she would say to me, Herb, you never say anything nice about me. Herb, you never say, I said it too much. I said it too often. And I meant it, but the thing is, it became mundane. And so I stopped saying it all the time. And just occasionally I'd throw it out. Just occasionally I'd throw it out whenever she felt like perhaps she was ready for another approval. And I'd let it drift her away quietly, gently, without offending her, without letting her think that I'm just saying that to everybody, but letting her think that I'm saying it just to her. We never get enough of that wonderful stuff. We never get enough, no matter how much we give, but we have to be so sensitive on how we give it, so caring on how we give it. Now, we live in a universe of the law of cause and effect. We live in a universe that's already completed. We live in a universe that is and is, and that there's nothing new added under the sun, and that anything we do is already been done, and already completed. And we think that, what's the use, you know? We think we live in absolute, and therefore we should be cold fish. Well, we live in human bodies, in human minds, in a human soul, in a human relationship, one with the other. And our privilege in this human relationship is to be as sensitive and loving as we possibly can to ourselves and to others. Oh, we don't want to be maudlin about it. We don't want to be overkill on emotion, because if we are, then that too takes away the joy of it. Now, Anita's mother was not overkill in all the things she sent. She just grabbed everything she could from this store that had all these goodies, and there were maybe 10, 20 items in there, and some big, some little, and all just lovingly chosen because Anita might enjoy it. And Anita did enjoy it. And Anita enjoyed it sharingly. She said, now, I'm putting this out there. Now, everybody, take some if you want. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. I want to share it. You know, her mother shared with her, and then the joy she had was in sharing with everyone else. When we give our love, when we give our joy, when we give who we are openly, wonderfully, then we truly never get enough of that wonderful stuff. We are truly living in a land of paradise, a land of wonder, a land of magic, a land of great joy. And in this land of great joy, what could be more wonderful than to be ourselves and to give of ourselves in a wonderful way? and truly live your life like I live my life. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. I never get enough smile. I just never get enough. And no matter how people say, Herb, you're wonderful. Herb, you're great. Herb, you're super. Herb, you're fantastic. Herb, you're always doing something nice for everybody. Herb, you're always taking your time and your energy and your love and sharing it with other people without any call for coming back. And here, you yourself are open to have people say nice things about you, and they just don't say it because they think that's what you are, and so you don't need it. Well, that's good too. But we all enjoy compliments. We all enjoy love. We all enjoy sharing. We all enjoy being one with the other. Because as we are one with the other, what are we doing? What we're doing is we're being the happiest person on the face of the earth. And could anything be more wonderful than that? I don't know that it could. I don't know that anything could be more wonderful than that. So, let's think about that. I think about it. I love it. And as I love it, I send out these love letters all the time to all in my world. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you're me. Because I am you. Because I care. Because that's all that matters. Send these love missiles out to those you love. And watch how they never get enough of that. And you never get enough of that wonderful, wonderful stuff. I love you. I love you. I love you.